Steve Gruber Show. Jump starting your day with the news that matters.
After the hour on this Wednesday, welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Appreciate your support. To find out more at stevegruber.com. If you need podcasts and so forth, and if you missed part of an interview and you want to hear it in its entirety, go to stevegruber.com. Click the podcast portion of the homepage there. It'll take you to Podbean, and there they all are. By the end of business today, they're all there, including our next guest, Michaela Dodge, who is a senior policy analyst on defense and strategic policy with the Heritage Foundation. Michaela, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, and good morning, Steve.
Good morning. Well, a lot of conversations these days, of course, about this Iran deal. The administration doing the end run through the United Nations, hoping to avoid Congress altogether, which during my lifetime, Congress has become increasingly irrelevant, it seems, especially to this president. But each chief executive has tried to consolidate power in the White House, and this president has done a more successful job at that. So I wonder if there's any chance that this will be turned away. If it were to be turned away, you have five alternatives to the Iran deal. If you could sketch these out for us and why you think we should have an alternative deal.
Absolutely. The administration has been trying to portray the future as a deal or war in the Middle East. When that didn't work, they started with a deal or a nuclear weapon, nuclear weapon in Iran. And so, we thought, wait a minute, it's not war or nuclear weapon or deal. There is a better alternative because the deal that the administration negotiated is so terrible. Well, sanctions were working to begin with, so just put them in place, and you can further strengthen them. And they were slowing Iranian nuclear program. And so to begin with, you can have a no deal and much better alternatives than what we have now, which is a deal.
So why do you think they've counted this? Why is this deal so important to this administration? It's opposed by Israel. It's opposed by Saudi Arabia, the United Arab Emirates. It's opposed by Republicans and Democrats, so our allies are not fans of it in the region, including our biggest allies, and yet they continue to push forward with this, and everybody knew this. I mean, let's go back 2 months. There was no mystery, even though we'll walk away if there's no deal, said John Kerry. No deal, we'll walk away, said Barack Obama. We all knew better. We knew damn well they were going to sign a deal, but why?
Well, the Iranians signed a deal because they're getting a heck of a good deal. So it was in their interest. And, on the top of all the actors that you named that oppose the deal, majority of Americans oppose the deal, too. So they seem to be having more common sense than the administration, which is rewarding a terrorist, the main sponsor of terror, with billions of dollars to play with and continue to kill Americans, damage U.S. interests, and legally pursue their illegal nuclear capability.
Well, Michaela, let me ask you something else here. Let's go on to, people call Iran the number one state sponsor of terrorism around the world for the last 30 or 35 years. And yet, when I look at the records from 9/11, I see that 16 of the 19 hijackers were from Saudi Arabia. When I look at what Al-Qaeda and Boko Haram and ISIS and different terrorist groups are doing, the money comes from Saudi Arabia. I don't see a direct connection to Iran. So help me here and help the listeners understand. Why does Iran get labeled as the number one state sponsor of terrorism? Because where I stand, it looks like our alleged friends, the Saudis, have their hands in a lot of this.
One of the problems in Iran, one of their main tools to kill Americans has been to plant IEDs that, throughout the years, just mined and killed hundreds of members of American armed forces. They provide ballistic missiles and other advanced material funding and technologies to terrorist organizations that then continue to attack Americans, continue to cause problems for us. They launder money. They cooperate with North Korea on nuclear weapons and ballistic missile ballistic missiles. North Korea is a country that threatened to nuke United States preemptively not that long ago. So you really have a terrible, terrible actor being rewarded for lying, cheating, and illegal activities with this awesome deal that allows it to do whatever it wants and get money to play with, too.
Yeah, I get about $120 billion to play with as well, you know, but it's important to understand, you know, because, you know, I deal with some folks. I'm in Michigan, of course. I deal with people from the Arab community, and they say, listen, Iran is not an Arab nation. It's a Persian nation, and we don't fight with anybody, and we have never openly attacked the United States. They say they get a bad rap. I'm just telling you where they're coming from, people that buy into the Iranian point of view.
You know, undoubtedly, there are many, many divisions across ethnicities, different interpretations on Islam across the Middle East, and Iran is one of the main actors there. Well, you know, the point is Iran will be even more powerful. Those divisions will be even more exacerbated, and it will not be good for the United States because Iran's open interest is to destroy Israel and destroy the United States. And as we are speaking about this deal, as we're negotiating with Congress, between Congress and the administration, the Iranian parliamentarians approved the deal with chanting death to America.
So, we see the problem in the Middle East for a lot of us. You know, we've been watching this, you know, since I was young, watching Jimmy Carter and the Camp David Accords try to put this deal together between Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat. And you know what? It never changes for a lot of us. We watch this nonsense go on year after year. Anyhow, I'll give you 20 seconds for the last word.
Do you have a question, or should I just...
I just going to say, if you got 15 seconds, you give us your final thought on it.
Remains a bad deal. We talked about it some time ago. And actually, more and more bad things are coming every day as we learn more about the deal. So stay tuned. Well, it will not go away anytime soon.
Michaela Dodge from the Heritage Foundation, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Have a good day.